Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
A former Royal Stadium vendor turned radio icon.
It's all tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Your home for everything that's great.
He's been in a band.
I don't like you.
And he's not to be trifled with.
I'm a hard ass. I'm sorry.
He's Todd Liebo. He's Todd Liebo.
I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd.
On the program.
By the way, that just speaks to his ability to deliver a joke, because you could put any name in there that's one syllable, yeah, and that works. Ed.
No one would be sick of guys named Ed, though, would they?
Getting really sick of guys named Fred.
Greatest delivery ever.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good. We need a contestant to play the feud with us. You can grab a line right now at 913-3810-810. Your chance to win great authentic Neapolitan-style pizza from Il Lazzarone Pizzeria. You know, there's other people that will throw around the name Neapolitan. There really is only one restaurant that is truly authentic Neapolitan-style pizza. The certificate is on the wall. It is very difficult to get. You have to get people over from Italy to get it, and that is Il Lazzarone. Two locations for you to go to, 1628 Frederick in St. Joe and 412 Delaware Street in the River Market area. Freshest and most pure ingredients. That's what you get at Il Lazzarone. The dough, some of the rarest, most traditional in the world. The oven, flown from Italy. Walls taken down to put it in the building. They do pizza the old way, making it fresh right in front of you. Check out the margarita, marinara, pepperoni with honey, the famous crepa. Customize your own. Go with the Supremo. That's my favorite. Try their Nutella pizza for dessert, either strawberries or bananas. The s'mores pizza is wonderful as well. And, of course, great apps. I love the charcuterie. Salads are really, really good as well. You know, not many places can you go to and go, oh, I'm going to go low carb. Go with the salads. Go with the charcuterie. All the different meats and cheeses. A great way to go if you're looking low carb. So you can go with your buddies. They can go with the Neapolitan pizza. You can grab yourself some low carb if you want to do that as well. Great bar area. Josh, incredible Chiefs fan. Gives back to his community, all kinds of charity work he does. You're going to a great, great local hometown business. If you're going to Il Lazzarone, go see him tonight, 1628 Frederick in St. Joe, 412 Delaware in the River Market. It's right by the streetcar.
Yeah.
Stop right there.
Wasn't the, before Il Lazzarone opened, wasn't Happy Joe's Pizza authentic Neapolitan?
No.
It wasn't. At the mall, no. At the Blue Ridge Mall?
There was a Happy Joe's in Mission. I used to make my way down to. That was good pizza.
Yeah, the ice cream, too. It's the kids' parties.
That was good pizza.
Happy Joe's was not.
It was a St. Louis company, I believe.
Neither was Shakey's.
Official St. Louis.
No, because I looked it up.
That's where it was. Yeah, I went to Happy Joe's. The Blue Ridge Mall, we had several birthday parties there. Yeah. Not Neapolitan.
Pretty sure.
No?
No, it was very American.
Ah, well.
Pretty sure Shakey's at the 40 Highway in Blue Ridge also wasn't Neapolitan.
Might not have been, no.
In 1970.
Well, if you want that Neapolitan stuff, I guess you go to Il Lazzarone then.
Mm, that's so good.
The only place you can go.
Can't find a Happy Joe's anymore.
So no.
I wonder if Happy Joe's is gonzo. Probably.
I think it's in St. Louis. Like
they
I said,
still
I, think
got
it? I think it was a St. Louis chain. I think somebody told me that, and I looked it up one time. Curtis, if only there were a device where you could put information in and get answers.
That's what I'm doing here.
Somewhere near us.
I didn't know it was going to turn this way, did it?
I did not know how interested you actually were in finding this out.
They had a big ice cream thing there. You get like a big, you know, it was a little bit like a Winstead's thing, like a huge thing with 18 people ate off of, probably nasty.
They ended up having a second location, now that I think about it, at 95th and Mission, too.
Mm-hmm. All still exists. Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream.
Where? Yeah.
There are 52 stores,
oh, really?
Mostly. Let's see if I can find out where they are here.
It's on Wikipedia. This isn't official.
Pizza,
Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Minnesota, North Dakota, and Wisconsin.
There you go. Let's go to Happy Joe's. No, I'll go to Il Lazzarone instead.
I'll go to Il Lazzarone.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Great
say hello to
Josh.
Great
place for a birthday
party. It is a great
place. Yeah, find birthday parties at Happy Joe's when I was a child.
The
Happy,
Rivermark, it's
Lazzarone.
Got a big area you can map out for or rent out for a party.
Mm-hmm. How about this?
I'm not sure how it works. I've never done it, but Josh has got a great area there. So
Happy Joe Witte, who was, oddly, a former Shaggy's, we've mentioned that, just passed away in October. So.
Oh, pour one out for Happy Joe.
82. Pour one out for Happy Joe.
Too bad for Happy Joe's. He's gone. Let's play the feud.
Wow, you got over that quick.
I'm not all busted up about it. Hey, they tore down the Blue Ridge Mall and put a Walmart there. I'm over Happy Joe's, okay?
Poor Happy Joe's. What's next?
My childhood. Spaceport Arcade gone.
What was it down at the plaza? What was it called down at the plaza? They had the, what was the arcade?
I didn't go
big
to
one down
place like
downstairs
that.
At the Seville Square.
Could have been
by
a,
the
was
Long
it
Bridge.
Aladdin's Castle, maybe?
Aladdin's.
Had one of those at the Independent Center.
Yeah.
Competing.
The Aladdin's.
Spaceport at the Blue Ridge Mall, Aladdin's Castle. They had tokens, not real quarters.
Yeah.
The little token had little ridges on them.
But if you got $5 worth of tokens,
get extras.
You got, like, instead of 20 quarters, like you'd get on the quarter one, you got like 24
yeah,
or 25
you got a,
or
got
something.
A bonus.
Got a bonus.
Yeah.
Dude, nothing was better than Cosmos and Raytown, man.
Okay.
I don't. That's not true. Lots of things were better than Cosmos and Raytown.
That's true.
the buzzer!
Can confirm.
We've got a contestant. That contestant has a name, Todd.
You'll
refer to him.
Is it Todd?
It is not Todd.
Dang it.
It is not Todd. You'll refer to him as Justin. He is on our Sprint guest line right now. Justin, welcome to the program. How are you, my friend?
I'm well, guys. How are you?
Doing really well. We're going to have a little contest here. If you think you're man enough to play and can choose the right partner and achieve victory, I'll send you to Il Lazzarone for dinner. Have you heard the feud before?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, good. That helps. So you got a choice to make. You're going to play with Curtis, you're going to play with Todd, or you're going to play with myself?
I'm going to go with Saran. I'm going to go with you on this one.
Thank you. Victory will be yours.
Getting sick of guys named Justin.
I've never lost. I've never lost.
Not
so.
Once. Maybe this will be the time you don't lose again.
Yeah, that should be good.
That's why I chose you. Never
yes,
lost.
Well done. Well done, my friend. That means it's me and Justin against Todd and Cletus.
The bald twins.
Who's going to go first for you boys?
Curtis, you go first this time.
Okay, sure.
He pointed to me.
So, Justin, do you want to play first? You can go opposite Curtis, or you can play second and go opposite Todd.
I don't care. Do you have a preference?
No. I'll beat the hell out of whoever you want me to.
He never loses.
Doesn't lose.
I'll go first then. Why not?
All right, good. Good. Right. Justin and Curtis, let's go.
Let's do it.
Oh, by the way, do you know how to buzz in, Justin? Justin, do you know how to buzz in?
Yep, just say Justin, right?
Yeah, right. Let's try your buzzer.
Justin.
Okay, good. It's working. And by the way, Curtis is really slow on the
Big
buzz.
Big Tiger.
So you should be able to out-buzz him, so yeah. Be ready.
I have a delay. I have a 7-second delay.
Give me
Justin
and give me Curtis because we are ready to play the feud.
Yeah.
We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners. We got the top 8 answers when we asked them to name any Quentin Tarantino movie.
Curtis.
Curtis.
Justin.
Pulp Fiction.
Top answer, would you all like to play or pass?
We'll
play that.
Let's play.
Leaps.
Reservoir Dogs.
Second best.
Kill Bill.
Fourth best includes Kill Bill 1 and 2.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Sixth best.
How many we got total?
8 total.
I think I may be out.
No, of course
you're not.
You are.
You're fine.
You've been out for 30 years.
Need an answer.
Tootsie. No idea.
That would have been an interesting take on Tootsie.
One strike.
Yeah,
Lee Bonics.
How about Django Unchained?
That was the fifth best answer. Curtis?
Come on, Kurt.
Tango and Cash.
Two strikes. Lebo.
Inglorious Bastards.
Damn
third
you,
best.
Lebo.
Come on,
damn
Kurt.
You,
get
Lebo.
One. How many are there?
There are two remaining, 8
two
total.
Remaining.
There are 8 total.
Oh, my goodness. Birth of a Nation.
3 strikes. Chance to steal, Soren, and Justin.
All right. Can you phrase the question again so we can hear it?
Name any Quentin Tarantino movie.
All right, any Quentin Tarantino movie. So True Romance, he wrote the screenplay for. I don't know if that'd be considered his movie. And then what was the him? They're going, you know, they were bank robbers down in Mexico.
Dusk Till Dawn.
Dusk Till Dawn. He was in as an actor. You got anything else?
No, those are the two. I thought Dusk Till Dawn, because if it's any Tarantino movie, he was in it and had a decent role.
Yeah.
Weird movie, but it was pretty.
He's in it as an actor, though, and so if you ask that question, there might be people who just thought of him as the actor and go that way. So you want to do that?
I like Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah, I did too. We'll go Dusk Till Dawn. Oh,
let me give you the two.
Rot in hell,
Jed. Let me give you the two.
Leba?
Hateful Eight? Nope. Jackie Brown?
Brown was there. I thought you were going to get it wrong. 94 points over to Curtis.
What was the other one? You said there were two.
Jackie Brown was seventh best in Four Rooms.
Four Rooms. Don't even know
what
that
the hell is Four Rooms.
Four Rooms that had Tim Robbins, some other people.
Oh,
I don't know. It was a good
that was Bull Durham.
Now I haven't heard of it.
That was different.
Yeah, Bull Durham. It was called Shawshank.
Which would have been interesting.
Shawshank Redemption.
What if Quentin Tarantino
first time I've heard a cell called a room.
It would be great. We have 94 points.
We do.
Let's
almost
go.
Almost halfway there.
Give me Seren and give me Lebo. We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners. We got the top 8 answers on the board. Past or present, name any NFL player from Clemson.
Soren. Deshaun Watson.
Top answer, player pass.
I think we want to play, don't we, Justin?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, we're going to play.
Justin, over to you.
How about Trevor Lawrence?
Trevor Lawrence has yet to make it to the NFL. One strike.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry.
All right.
It's your pizza. Don't be sorry.
I don't know which one of these two I want to take to leave it open for you, but I want to make sure I get one, so I'm going to say which one is Justin more likely to say. I'll go DeAndre Hopkins.
Third best.
Sorry, I screwed up the shot.
You're all right, brother.
How about Hunter Renfro?
Hunter Renfro is there, fourth best.
I think there's one more that's definitely going to be there, and then we're going to have to tiptoe around a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and take Sammy Watkins off the board.
Second best answer.
Gosh, that's where I was going next.
Nice job, Petro. You took Justin's answer.
there's another Chief. Didn't Rashad Breeland go to Clemson?
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Breeland, not on the board.
But he did go there, Justin. You were correct.
Now, I'm going to dance around and give you time to think.
There's too much table talk here. Let's go. Get your answer out.
All right. Then just because I want to make sure, just in case it would ping pong back to him and he wouldn't get this, I'll take Dorian O'Daniel off the board. Oh, you rotten hell.
O'Daniel not on the board.
People aren't going deep Chiefs roster.
Chance to steal.
Two current Chiefs? What is it? Justin and I know the Chiefs way better than this entire city?
I could think of two.
What have you got?
William the Refrigerator Perry.
I wrote the fridge down, but I don't know how old our people are clicking this.
Cleveland Farrell went to Clemson, did he?
Maybe. Steve Fuller also went to Clemson. That was a Chiefs draft pick.
That's good.
Another dude who Charlie Whitehurst, I believe, went there and was everyone's backup for like 10 years.
Clipboard Jesus.
Clipboard Jesus.
Yeah. I don't
beautiful,
think he's
beautiful
the answer.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I don't think
flowing
he's the
lock.
Answer.
No.
Perry?
The fridge is—he's a iconic character, but I don't know if the people know that.
Yeah,
they're getting Hunter Renfro.
Too much table talk going on, Lebo.
Whose side are you on, Jed?
I'm an impartial person.
Doesn't sound like it.
He's the judge.
You want to go fridge since we both said it?
Yeah,
I think we missed it, but we're gonna go refrigerator Perry.
Fridge was there. That was the sixth best answer. The three that you did not get. C.J. Spiller.
He was a Chief 7 times.
Yeah, a whole bunch of times.
Dorian O'Daniel, no. C.J. Spiller, yes.
He wasn't on the transaction report every week.
Please.
Steve Fuller was there, seventh best. And Trevor Price, former Bronco.
Yeah. That's right.
85 points.
I'm guessing one person got Trevor Price.
Okay. Well, yes, it actually was for 1 point.
I know.
But no one took Cleveland Farrell, top five pick. Yeah. Dexter Lawrence, first round pick.
But the fridge scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Come on.
And did a commercial.
Lots of them.
Lots of commercials.
And he sang that damn Super Bowl shuffle.
179 to.
Hey, you know what? You know what this is right now, Justin? It's 24-0.
24-0.
I laugh in the face of 24-0.
You know what we just did? We didn't kick a field goal there. We scored a touchdown.
Yep. I laugh the face of 24-0.
Epic comeback coming right
here. It is.
Well, you're going against the right guy. Give me Curtis and give me Justin.
No doubt about that.
We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners. We got the top 8 answers on the board. We asked them to name any sporting good item.
Curtis. Football.
Top answer, player pass.
Play.
Leaves.
Baseball glove.
Third best.
Basketball.
Oh, the anticipation.
Basketball did not make the cut.
It's not a sport.
The fact that it took a while to hear it, I'm like, I'm sure I'm not going to hear a ding here.
Clearly not a sport.
Yep.
I mean, a soccer ball?
Soccer ball was there. That's the fifth best answer.
No, what does that say about the future in this country? Soccer over basketball, clearly.
Smells like Johnson County out here.
a bat.
Bat was there. Second best answer.
No, but he meant the flying kind.
Yeah. Oh, that one's not there. No, it was a sporting good, not an animal.
Spelled differently.
So a baseball glove and a baseball bat, that's not the same as a baseball?
Is that your answer?
No, I'm asking a question to the judge in the leading way.
I have no more information for you.
Football helmet.
I do that now, too. That's not when I laugh.
Two strikes. Curtis?
Tennis racket. Boo.
Tennis racket was their sixth best answer. Leva.
Golf myself.
Clubs. Golf Damn clubs it. Were their fourth wow. best answer. Two remaining.
I'm going to say cleats.
Three strikes. Chance to steal. Seren and Justin. If you do not get this, this will decide the game and be quite embarrassing.
All right. What do you got, Justin? I don't want to influence you.
4th and 17, Mahomes. Do something.
I've got a couple things.
So we got baseball glove, baseball bat.
Yeah, can you give us what's been said?
Sure. Football, baseball bat, baseball glove, golf clubs, soccer ball, tennis racket, blank, and blank.
And we missed on
7 and 8.
Football helmet.
And
we
baseball.
Missed on
cleats
and cleats
and cleats actual, and baseball,
actual
right?
Baseball, so, yeah.
The cleats encompass all
shoes,
foot, okay. All foot apparel.
So all shoes, yeah. Okay.
Oh, it's all shoes. They were close to saying snowshoes.
You're up 179 to.
Okay. I was thinking running shoes or something along those
right,
lines.
Right, but all shoes. But yeah, all shoes.
All
so
shoes, all
that's because people out. Shouldn't run.
Right.
Ding.
So I thought. I thought about, so we got it? All right, yay. We'll take it.
The ding is no one should run.
Oh, I see. So I thought about a basketball goal. Every time I walk in, there's a basketball goal in a place. But I also thought jerseys. I thought like athletic apparel, right? You could have like running suits, shorts, shirts. I thought a jock strap. I figured somebody would be funny and say jock strap.
Yeah.
When you say sporting goods. Those are the kind of things that I'm thinking of. Soccer goal. What do you think? I think.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking. I don't dislike any of that. I was thinking other sports, right? So like lacrosse has gotten big. So mm-hmm. I was thinking a lacrosse stick or a hockey stick or something like that. Everything seems to be a sport, a different sport. But yeah, if you go basketball goal or soccer, I mean.
Yeah, that's true. We've kind of been down that road. Don't you think, though, there's got to be one wise ass that put jockstrap?
Does jockstrap or cup, is that the same thing?
Would that be the same thing?
They would be the same thing.
We're going to go, I'd say we go that road, because there's got to be one smart ass in the bunch.
I like it.
Jockstrap / cup. Yes!
Seventh best answer, the answer that you did not get, fishing pole, 97 points.
Wait, you know how I knew you got it? Because to me, Jed's comment on it was the same thing wouldn't have happened if the answer hadn't been given.
Probably news you should keep to yourself instead of advertising.
Well,
there,
I don't think it's
going to
help me out. I won't remember it next time anyway.
Well, we know that.
Give me Lebo and Seren.
Game's on. Game
what
on.
What is it, 28-14 now?
It's 24-14
now. 24-14.
24-14 is what I'm spelling here.
That's it.
That one's too hard.
Give me
for
the 104 point category.
Too hard
let's finish
for
this thing.
He complains. I have to work with him every day. You only get to hang out for 1 hour, man.
I work with all of you every day. It's wonderful.
We surveyed 100 of our.
I don't complain about anything except every music category. That's it. That's all I complain about.
You want me to go back to the other one?
No, yes. I don't. Whatever it is, I'll trust your judgment.
Seren and Lebo.
Next time, just be more subtle about it.
We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners. We asked them to name any type of fruit.
Lebo.
Lebo.
Oh, God.
Apple.
Apple was their top answer.
God,
player
I was
pass.
Totally asleep at the wheel.
We play that, right? Yeah. Curtis, you're aware of the fruits?
I am.
Okay.
Orange.
Third best.
Let's go with peach.
Awful. One strike.
Grapefruit.
Dumber. Awful.
What?
Two
Even
strikes.
Dumber.
How about just grapes?
A grape was there. Fifth best.
A grape.
Just one.
I'll say watermelon.
No watermelon.
Holy smokes.
Three strikes.
All right, so what was there?
Not much.
The answers that were taken, apple, top answer, orange, third best, grape, fifth best.
Okay, and they missed on grapefruit.
Grapefruit, peach,
and what?
Watermelon.
Watermelon. All right, so banana seems obvious to me, yeah. And I'm sure some wise ass said tomato too, since that's the big thing to say it's not a vegetable, it's a fruit. But I would think banana has to be the layup, doesn't it?
So how many are left?
There are four answers left.
And number two is on the board.
Five answers, excuse me.
Like, what else could be higher than a banana?
Nothing.
Apple.
I was thinking some kind of berries, a strawberry.
Oh, that's not bad.
Raspberry, blueberry. But I had.
Why don't you say boysenberry, Jared, Justin?
Say kiwi
fruit.
Strawberry
and banana were the two that popped into my head.
Which one do you want to go with? You're playing. I'll let you pick.
I think they both got to be there, but since, I don't know, strawberry or banana, either one of those, I think they're both there.
I need one answer.
It's all on you, Justin. Yeah, you're picking.
All right, we'll go banana.
Second best answer, 68 points over to Seren and Justin.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S is...
So
bananas.
Did you remember to get bananas the other day?
I did not.
Strawberries are there too, right?
I even drew you a picture.
I know you did.
The answers that you did not get: strawberry, pineapple, kiwi, avocado.
Avocado.
Pineapple.
Pineapple's ass.
What?
Is it,
Curtis? We've blown it to here.
If you put pineapple on a pizza, like, you're not invited to my house.
Exactly. No, thank you.
I agree with that.
It's crap. What the hell's going on?
165, 179. This is going
to
be it.
How it tastes on pizza is my number one way to judge a fruit, but...
28, 24. Let's finish this thing off, all right?
Give me Justin and K-Dog. Fourth quarter. Here we go.
Get the ready,
we
Justin,
no
so you can buzz in quick.
We've got this.
We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners. We asked them to name a character from Breaking Bad.
Brett.
Justin?
Justin.
Did you say your name wrong? Did you say Brett?
Are you faking your name on here, Justin?
No. Walter White. I was thinking of the wrong name. Walter White.
Walter White was the top answer. Would you guys like to play or pass?
All right, so here's the gig, man. I have never seen Breaking Bad. I've been told to watch it.
Same.
I have not watched it. My assumption is, since Curtis just so cleverly let us know that he has no idea either, it's going to come down to, can you take enough? How many answers?
There are eight total answers.
There are eight answers on the board. If you know Breaking Bad well, then we should let Lebo take three off the board, Curtis strike out three times, and you go for the steal.
I've seen it, so I could probably get three at least.
All right. Let's hope he doesn't pull one of your three, and then we can get it, because Curtis should strike out. Because Curtis is up first, so actually you only got to – Lebo can only get two. No, Curtis was buzzing in, so Lebo's up first, so Lebo can take three down. So you want to pass and go for the steal?
If you don't think you can get any?
Not one. I would be making up names. Now if there's somebody with the most common name on earth, that's where I'm going to go.
What's your decision, boys?
Let's go ahead and we'll pass.
We'll pass.
I think I can.
Lebonics?
We'll pass to Lebonics.
Jesse.
Second best.
Michael Corleone.
One strike. Stunning he went with the Godfather.
Now, I'm going to tell you something, Curtis. Just say names. Don't get all specific.
No, hey.
That.
Too much table talk.
Too much you table just table talk. Talk too much all this garbage.
We
to get
to decide whether or not we're going to play or
Hanks.
Pass.
Was that your answer?
Yes.
Clicked away from the screen. Hank is there. Fourth best.
Billy.
No Billy. Two strikes.
Oh, Skyler.
Skyler was there. Sixth best. Curtis, Buzz.
Is there a guy named Spike?
A guy like a Jimmy. Chance to steal.
He even gave you a clue.
Seren and
like
Justin.
Like how to go at it, and you come up with Spike.
I don't think we were going to get this one done.
Well, let's hope Brett or whoever this guy on the phone is knows the stuff.
All right, Justin. I hate to say it, but it's all on you.
So he said Walter.
Yeah, what's been said?
The answers that have been said, Walter, Jesse Pinkman, Hank Schrader, Skyler White.
All right, so it's got to be, how many are left?
There are four answers remaining.
All right, so there was the whole spinoff was Better Call Saul, so Saul's got to be on there.
Is that your answer?
Yes, sir.
Yes!
Boom! Boom.
Saul was there, third best answer, the answers that you did not get.
Can I say the answers that
you
didn't get? Gus. Mike? Okay, good. There is a guy named Mike. I'm glad it wasn't on there when you said Michael Corleone.
Yeah.
Gus was there, Tuco, and Walter White Jr.
Well, congratulations.
63 points.
And by the way,
Let me see if it's enough, Todd. We've got to do some math.
That's enough.
Let me see. 63 and 165 is 228.
I mean, here's the deal right now.
So we're winners.
You. And you, I'm pointing at both of you fools, are embarrassing for not having watched this show.
I know.
It's the greatest television show ever been made. It wasn't on HBO.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
I got ready. I started a new series. I'm like, it's either going to be this, and instead I started The Expanse.
Mm. The Expanse? Over. Go to break.
You won't watch The Wire or Breaking Bad?
I need to get some fresh air outside because of Petro's watching The Expanse. Oh, my Lord.
Justin, you're a winner, man. That's all I can say. Doesn't it feel good? It's like so much better than losing.
Congratulations,
never,
Justin.
Never in doubt.
If that is your real name.
Never in doubt. Never in doubt, man. I just handed it to 15, Justin/Brett.
And
he killed it. He killed it. Hang on, Justin/Brett. We're going to get some information from you and get you all set up. You're going to Il Lazzarone for that authentic Neapolitan-style pizza. It tastes so much better when you win.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Welcome Winning. To Dumpville. Population, you. That's me.
It's that tiger blood, man.
Tiger blood.
We'll take a break. We come back. We'll hear some Lebo sounds next here in the program.
The program with Seren Petro.
You're wonderful. I would listen to you every day. And what would this world be without you? You have just done so much for all of us, and I thank you very much.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Jazz end of the hour answer. AFC Championship game coming up at Arrowhead on Sunday for the second consecutive year. Who was the only team to play in multiple AFC Championship games without a loss?
Never lost a title game. Multiple. This is after the merger?
Yes.
AFC.
Although the
Cincinnati.
So AFC.
AFC.
Not AFL.
AFC.
I'm guessing Bengals.
Yeah. I like that.
Bengals are 2-0.
Yeah.
2-0. Beat the Chargers and Bills.
Yeah, Chargers when it was super cold.
Yeah.
The Dan Fouts Chargers.
And they beat the Bills, right?
And they beat the Bills on their last gasp.
The Bills
at the end of the Bills run.
That's the only one the Bills have lost.
Really?
Oh, it was pre-Bills run. It was the lead up to it.
Oh, is that right? It wasn't the one that finished it?
Nope. It was my
freshman year of college. Right. I remember watching at the Walker Tower first floor. They had a Super Bowl watch party. They had they lost to the Niners in that one, and then the Bills went to four straight after that. So the Bills were not quite good enough to win it all though. Not quite good enough to win at all. It's pretty rare, this feat that's happening now, playing at home twice in a row. People have been throwing that number around. It's six
six times. Other than the Patriots, they're the first AFC team to do it since the Steelers in 94-95.
Yeah. So this is a pretty big feat that the Chiefs have going here. Now, they got to go win this thing, right? I mean, That's the deal. We talked in the past couple of weeks about what's a failure. Failure would have been to lose last week at home after being, you know, the one seed last year, the two seed this year and all that, and they got that done. And is it a failure to lose the AFC title game at home? No. But if you're playing the sixth seed and Ryan Tannehill, maybe so, right? It wouldn't be near the failure of not making it here, but this would be super disappointing if this team doesn't go to the Super Bowl.
This, I think, when you're home and a seven-point favorite in the conference championship game, it'll be a disaster.
If you're not playing Bill Belichick and Tom Brady,
this will be a disaster.
This is maybe a young Bill Belichick. I don't know.
Maybe 10 years from now, if the Titans win four Super Bowls in the next 10 years, you'll look back on it and say it was the birth of that dynasty.
Yeah.
But I don't see that happening with Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill's not a kid, right?
No,
he was not starting this year. They got desperate. They had their Heisman Trophy winner, top five draft pick guy, and they said, no, he's no good.
I think they're in a great spot, though.
Yeah, for sure.
They face down death.
They want it.
They should be on a free roll now.
They should feel very comfortable. And we tried to kind of get to some of these questions in postgame a little bit. I think this team, human nature, Saturday night, when you watch the fact that they don't have to go on the road now to play the 14-2, whatever Baltimore Ravens, they had to have had a little sigh of like, oh, hey, man, we just going to win
down,
this game,
yeah.
You know. And then there wasn't, I agree with Andy, they didn't go out there and have a bunch of really bad mental things or real poor coaching flaws. They dropped a couple of passes. They muffed
a punt.
They
blew a coverage.
And getting a punt blocked is
drop
bad.
Passes.
That's getting a punt block's a bad deal.
I do. Listen, I think it's okay to mention that Patrick Mahomes was off.
Yeah.
He was throwing behind people. It's like this, like, yo, you can't mention that.
They weren't all dead drops.
He was a little bit off.
A little bit.
I mean, now, they were catchable balls.
Certainly. By what we've seen from
DeMarcus Robinson's
Chiefs
two receivers, were catchable balls.
DeMarcus Robinson.
Damian Williams could have made an adjustment and caught it.
The one that Marcus Robinson.
He got a little casual with the one-hand thing.
He put one hand up. He had two hands up, then went one hand. Just catch the ball, son.
Yeah.
Don't try to do that. And then they got behind, and then it all worked out. Listen, they were clearly the best team and the dominant team, and they deserved to win the game.
What did you pick for a score before the game?
I was closer. I think I ended up going 31-23 or something like that.
So I had 37-13. He had 38-14. And
31-13.
That was 31-13. Yeah, so we all liked them big.
I was a little worried about the cover just because, I think the Texans have some good players on the team, and I thought they'd score some points. I didn't know the Chiefs would go nutso like that and reel off seven straight touchdowns. At 24-0, I felt like I was wrong to pick the Chiefs to win the game, although I thought they were going to win the game when it got to 24-14. Before even
24-7 and stopping the punt, and I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
They're punching this in.
I remember tweeting out, the Chiefs are down by 10, but it feels like they're winning the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, the stadium felt like they were already winning, and that was before they ended up getting the fumble on the kick return. And once that happened, I'm like, this thing is over. And of course, at the end of the half, the Texans did get down and have a chance to kick a field goal. The guy missed it. I mean, so once that thing happened, it was just over for these guys. And we talked in the pregame show about Bill O'Brien. I thought he had a great first quarter. I thought he said, give me the ball. We won the toss. Fine. Let's go score. We need to score. They did that. And they went after a punt block, and they got it. And he was like, man, this guy is going for this thing. And I think once he messed up the timeouts and didn't even ask for a measurement or to look at the fact, when you go back and listen to the call on TV and the radio of the third and whatever play to get down to where it was fourth and inches at the 13, everyone thought it was a first down. Like, he was kind of across the line, and he didn't even say, hey, let's get a measurement, nothing. He called a timeout and then said his field goal unit out
there. Because he was – and I think that's oversimplifying what all is going on.
Well, there's plenty of things going on, but
with everybody in his head and everything that's going on, you're getting your call ready – what it is, what you're going to go with, and all of a sudden there's 15 seconds, and so he calls the timeout.
Yeah, but then
everybody
decides
to
go.
Listen, if they stop us, we give them a chance to get the momentum. Let's just tack on points and not give them an opportunity to steal momentum.
I just thought it went away from how they were playing the first quarter and coaching the first quarter.
I will disagree with you with one thing, taking the ball. The Chiefs, if you just flip it, they got to stop on the Chiefs' first possession.
Right, they did.
And what was going to be different about anything that they did? Nothing. They were just going to get less yards to score. And then they would have had the ball to start the second half. And I think that was a killer. And you know the Chiefs want the ball to start the second half. Why would you give it to them?
Yeah, I'm with you there.
And if you just flip what happens, He's in the exact same spot, but getting the ball to start the second half.
And there's the butterfly effect thing. If the Chiefs aren't down 7-0, do they drop the pass?
No.
I don't know.
No,
it may not.
It all happens exactly the same.
I don't think it does. That worked that way.
Exactly
but I
the
think,
same.
I couldn't believe he kicked the field goal. Fine. But then if you're going to do that, you can't fake a punt.
You couldn't believe
32.
It?
No, I believe he did it. I wouldn't have done it.
But you know the reason behind it.
I get why he did it. But he also, after the game, said we thought we needed to score 50 points. Well, you got to score it by sevens. I think he was.
And maybe I'm cherry picking what I want, but that's what the guy said after he had just given up 51.
Right.
But when you get a chance to, in the first quarter, get to the point total that the Chiefs got to last time.
It's pretty good. But I also think that there's a difference between fourth. It was in the play-by-play, it says fourth and one. It was not a foot, hardly.
If you want to be pissed at Bill O'Brien, be pissed at Bill O'Brien, the GM.
Oh, for sure, all that
Because there was nothing he was going to do to stop that. Nothing coaching.
You know,
their secondary sucks.
You know what I would say
It was there
also?
To be destroyed, and if the Chiefs didn't destroy it, it was going to be a huge upset.
There was I think one of the biggest differences in this game is the fact that every single time the Chiefs kick off, it's going through the end zone, and there's no chance of return or anything like that. This guy can't kick the ball to the end zone. So if you continue to score and continue to give the Chiefs returners a chance to catch the ball and run it back, that's what sparked the whole thing was the big run back. I mean, it was just like you felt it right there after, you know, he made the choice to only get three. Then they had the big run back, and two plays later it's a touchdown. Like, look at these guys. You know, there's something to be said for being able to kick the ball through the end zone. And I think in a game where 82 points were scored and some amazing things happened, I think one of the most impressive things I saw the entire time was after having a kickoff from their own 20 when Damian Williams got the taunting or whatever, Butker kicked the ball to the half-inch line. He kicked the ball 80 stinking yards on that play.
Yeah.
I'm like, what a weapon this kid is.
It didn't cost him a single yard.
Nothing. On the thing. I mean, that was super impressive.
He got it out.
He didn't get past the 25.
I think he got the 25.
He got right exactly where it would have been if he didn't
bang it. It was crazy. The dude kicked the ball 80 yards. I think he kicked one through the uprights in the second half, too.
Oh,
from the regular kickoff.
But it is incredible. Hot and the ball travels.
Well, no. It's cold and moist and gross. It was an amazing thing. What a wonderful chapter. And to get themselves back in this title game, let's hear now from Coach Reed. And this wasn't accomplished, but these guys had to chew on this for the last 51 weeks. To try to get back to this spot, and they did it.
Yeah, it's tough getting here once, right? That's not an easy thing. So the ability to put all of that aside and get yourself back in the right frame of mind to do it and for the long haul in training camp and then to this point, my hat goes off to the guys for them, the coaches. They busted their tail to put themselves in this position, and they're still busting their tail. So to get ready to play against a good team. So, I'm proud of them for that.
Chiefs have a lot of guys who've played in this game before, right? A lot of guys were on the team last year, but they have a lot of new faces. One of the biggest new faces they have is Tyrann Mathieu. Tyrann Mathieu has an incredible backstory. We know a lot about it. He played in the SEC title game and the national championship game when he was a sophomore or redshirt freshman or whatever it was in college, got kicked out of school, had to come the long route to get there. People forget the Arizona Cardinals were in the NFC title game. Right? When Carolina beat them like a drum, 49 to whatever.
15.
Tyrann Mathieu was supposed to be in that game, but he tore his ACL in December. So he was 2 weeks away from being the guy who gets to go do this. He had to watch that from the sidelines. Now he finally made a leap of faith, took a one-year deal at Houston, beat his old team. Now he's here. He's the darling of the defense for the Chiefs, and he gets a chance to play in the title game.
Yeah, man. I think back in 15, being a part of that team and obviously not being able to finish, it was devastating for me. I really felt like, I was a part of that team and, I had a certain identity within that team and to not be out there, you can see it affect your team in a sense. But I think now, man, I'm so blessed, so fortunate to be healthy, to be around people that believe in me. And I think ultimately all those things has really helped me kind of take a step back, reflect on this week, and, be grateful of the position that I'm in right now.
People who have followed his career, I don't think they can really understand how much more mature he is now than when he was, like, the king of the world at LSU and, not following the rules and all that stuff. He's really matured, and he is a huge part of this team. and he's one of the big reasons they went there, which a lot of that credit, that should go to Brett Veach because he put together a defense that has continued to have people be able to step up and do things, and that's really important.
All right, we'll take a break. We're going to come back here from Tyreek Hill. Something you don't hear often is Tyreek Hill. He was at the podium. I'll also ask Todd Lebo if the NFL is a blazing hypocrite. We'll do that next here in the program.
The program with Seren Petro,
who's lost a tremendous amount of weight from last year, but still is a very big man.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, so I finally figured out where it's at. Investigation destination, right? ID
Investigation Go. Discovery.
Discovery. Makes me think it's like Discovery Channel.
Yeah, I think it is.
Is doing a documentary on Aaron Hernandez. The NFL has clearly said you can't have our logos on there, which I don't get. The
guy played. Have to pay for it? I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, so all the shots of him playing for the Patriots, they don't have the logos on the jersey or the helmet. But it makes it look like he's just wearing a silver helmet.
Yeah.
Right? It's not blurred. It's just like a silver helmet. Yet it's advertising on the NFL Network. So the NFL won't let them show their product in an Aaron Hernandez deal, but they will take their money to advertise it.
Could be, and they may have an interest in the network that's playing. Who knows, man? There's a lot of details in these that are probably aren't quite as cut and dry.
We got the NFL Network on here all afternoon. Yeah. I'm just like amazed that they keep running it over and over again. I'm like, but then yeah, I mean, like you said, maybe DirecTV sold it.
Yeah, I mean, there's so
and the NFL Network has no control.
You could
over
have 10 people watching that in 10 different places in America and see different commercials in there.
What do you think? Do you think it's NFL Network or do you think it's DirecTV?
Knowing the NFL Network, I would think it's DirecTV.
Knowing the NFL Network, I think it's the NFL Network.
That could be. Let's hear one more here from Tyreek Hill. You want bulletin board material?
Yeah.
All right, let's get some bulletin board material up there for Tyreek Hill. He doesn't think that anyone, regardless if it's the Titans or whoever, can guard these guys. He's very confident in this Chiefs offense.
Well, I feel like nobody in the NFL can guard any of us. I mean, and that's no disrespect to nobody. That's just the confidence that I got, in myself and just the wideouts I got around me, including the tight ends and the running backs. I feel like no DB unit, no secondary unit, no linebacker or any defense can guard any of us. So man-to-man is just easy for us to beat. And if you just allow us to just run through zones, it's even easier.
I do like that. Man-to-man is just easy.
Yeah.
Zone even easier.
You got to come up with some new kind of defense. What you got, coach? What do you got, Vrabes? We'll see. Tyreek Hill, I thought, was a little he was a little introspective when he was asked. You know, he had some drops. They would have won this game in Tennessee if he had caught the ball a little bit better.
I asked him about special teams in general, and he went right to his muff the punt. I just talked about it in general.
Yeah.
And he immediately brought up his mistake.
So I think he's someone who doesn't make the same mistakes over and over and over again. And I think he's certainly thinking about the drops that would have won the Tennessee game. It wouldn't have had to be kicking field goals and doing that stuff at the end. And I certainly think he's thinking about dropping that punt that got them behind like it did. I expect him to have a very good game on Sunday.
Yeah, I expect him to run the ball, too. We still haven't seen him really
not
in the backfield.
Yeah,
I wondered if was the collarbone still, it's like, hey, he can play. You're not going to do any damage unless you take a direct hit. But
he's ready to go.
I think he's ready to go. I think he's going to have a big game as well. Todd, thank you for the sounds.
Sure thing.
We'll talk to you again next week.
We'll do it.
Time for our Deli Fresh end of the hour question. Sponsored by Good Sense. Chosen by KC sandwich lovers for 30 years. Good Sense. Not because it's easy, but because it's better.
And a reminder, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes with Seren after SportsCenter. Two teams have gone to 5 consecutive conference championship games. The Pats are one. Who's the other? Brought to you by Good Sense.